And good morning, 1-8-4 on the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero. Got Joel D filling in for Amy K one more day. And then Monday, Amy's back. Same day we do 1-8-4 Pays Your Bills. Kicks off Monday morning here in the Playhouse. So between now and Monday, you're going to want to get signed up at 1-8-4.com if you want to be eligible for play number one. Thanks to Jordal Custom Homes and Blue Wolf Casino. All the details, get signed up online at 1-8-4.com. But also, so this weekend's Easter weekend, yes. But it is also a 1-8-4 winning weekend, and there's going to be a sounder that kicks off later on this afternoon and goes through the weekend for Bare Naked Ladies tickets this weekend on a 1-8-4 winning weekend. So while you're hunting for eggs, also audibly hunt while you listen to 1-8-4 for that sounder that tells you what to do to win yourself some Bare Naked Ladies tickets.
Absolutely. Download the free 1-8-4 app, too, and like while you're out there doing some Easter egg hunting or whatever, just have 1-8-4 on in the background. If you hear that sounder, Bare Naked Ladies coming to the area. Let's go. Chance to win tickets.
All the details on all that stuff, pay your bills, winning weekend, 1-8-4.com. As we enter a round of textual healing today with Playhouse family member Kaylee, she wants to know what you think of this. She says, curious on people's thoughts. I've been seeing a guy for 3 weeks. 3 weeks is probably an important thing to remember. 3 weeks. And he dropped, I love you. And it seemed so extremely soon. I also feel like he might be serious the way he said it. He actually thinks he does love me. Is this a red flag or super weird or what? Would most people run for the hills? So if you've been seeing somebody for 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks only. I was like, 3 months maybe, but 3 weeks?
They drop the L-bomb on you. Your next move.
My questions would be, 3 weeks, you probably don't know all the questions that I would want to know from this person. You know, both sides, man or woman, is like, how many relationships have you been in? That's not really a question, but you can kind of gauge that perception off of it. Maybe he's just never been in a lot of relationships, so he just falls really easy, and he just, like, maybe y'all did something, and he's like, I love you. And you know, it's like Kelso from the 70s show. I love her. No, you don't. I love parts of her, though.
There's also a very real possibility. Have you not done that yet, and he thinks that that's the way to make that happen?
That's possible.
I'm curious, I guess, if you've done that, because that might be part of it, too. Maybe,
or just age too. Like, how old are you guys? Like, you know, like if you're in your mid 30s or, you know, even late 20s, like you probably, he just thinks he found the one and he's already searched through a bunch of relationships.
And clearly, you know, it's not crazy if you're on that page, but the fact that she's going, I should text the radio station. Obviously, you're not on that page. If that was you, if you're seeing somebody for 3 weeks, does this affect you wanting to spend time with them? Would you ask them, like, so why is it you love me? Tell me more about this. 237, it's text 35270. 3 weeks, he dropped the I love you, and she's kind of freaking out about it as we play NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye in the Playhouse. Flush the Format Friday. That's a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning long. Whatever we have planned, we just dump it and play whatever you want to listen to for the entire morning. And that could be stuff that is newer. It tends to be stuff that's like early 2000s, 90s. And if you want to stay in that wheelhouse, that certainly works for us. Textual healing today from Playhouse member Kaylee. And if you just got in your car, maybe. She says this, curious on people's thoughts on this. I've been seeing a guy for 3 weeks. And he dropped the I love you. And it seems so extremely soon. I also think he might be serious. He really thinks he loves me. Is this a red flag or super weird? Would other people run away?
I've got some advice for the girl who told the story of the guy who says, I love you so quick.
Yes, sir.
In this case, here's my advice. You've got to be aware that he's probably done this 50 times before you. This guy wants love so bad, he's willing to jump into the most intimate of intimates. But guess what? He can do it 1,000 more times. So it's not that special. Be careful.
So you're kind of thinking it's just what he says, and that's what he says because he wants it just so dang bad. Test Club, I mean, we're actually seeing some support for the guy.
Yeah, I've seen some support on there. Somebody straight up just said, hooked on feelings, and that might be, you know, kind of the actual thing. You just find that person, and you're just in the moment, maybe. Somebody else said, while 3 weeks may seem quick for some, there's no right or wrong timeline for expressing love in a relationship. It's all about the depth and connection of an individual dynamic between the two of you.
What an intelligent human being you are. Wow.
That was deep. Like, I feel like you could say I love you in 3 weeks. Somebody said 3 weeks into a relationship is still early stages, and saying I love you so soon might be a red flag.
Feels a little red flaggy. It definitely does. What are you thinking after that I love you so quick? Would you be freaking?
If a guy says I love you too soon, That's a major sign. He's a stalker, period. And the story runs very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, are you just like by far the most exciting and beautiful and fun person he's ever been with? He might actually just be like so enthralled that he's like, I gotta lock this down, and that just seems like a way to do it.
I mean, sometimes, I don't know, and there are people out there that are just so loving, so maybe this guy's just so loving instead of like a red flag. Most likely red flag, though.
I think you could get away with just kind of feeling it out. You didn't obviously say it back. If you're enjoying the time, you're enjoying the time, and if he just keeps falling, I guess that's just going to be his poor little heart that gets broken if you don't end up feeling the same way. But maybe eventually you do.
I'm going to say something that might not need to be said, but I'm going to say it. Maybe baby boy just got out of like a serious relationship and he's so used to saying I love you to his ex. And then y'all just started dating 3 weeks in. And he's like, it was just a habit and it came out of his mouth by accident. Maybe that was the thing. Or did he express it? Because she didn't really say if he expressed it, like in a sit down and have a full conversation, I love you. It was kind of like a he said I love you moment. So maybe it was just a habit.
It was just possible. A habit.
I don't want to sound mean, but maybe he just got out of that relationship. You don't know about it.
Did he look mortified when it came out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Did he go, what have I said?
I didn't mean to say it. I'm so sorry. And you can't take it back once it comes out of your mouth.
No, I mean, once it's out of your mouth, you love that person.
Yeah, you have to. Then you double down and make it awkward and be like, yeah, you know what? I said it. That's right. I said it.
Yeah, have I mentioned I love you today?
Did I say it? How many times have I said it yet?
Maybe just say it the one time, and that's fine. Kaylee, I'd be curious to see how it ends up playing out, though, if you want to check back in with us. In a couple of minutes, a Friday fill in the blank, okay?